Cartel yapıyorum. Dayara da ma dava unda bihari. Gopi jana vallava girivara dhari. Gopi jana vallava girivara dhari. Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tiravanachari Yamuna Tiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Gopi jana vallabha jaya girivara dhari Gopi jana jaya yashodanandana jaya braja janarandana Ravanachari Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Radha Vrindavan Bihari, Radha Vrindavan Bihari, Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radhe. Gaurang Nitai, Gaurang Nitai, Gaurang Nitai, Sri Sri Gaurang Nitai. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Gurudev, 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 Jaya Srila Gurudev. పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి అనంతరా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి ఓం అజ్ఞానతమిరాందస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షుఃఉన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురోః శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతం సహగణరఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరితరాసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాశ్రీ కృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణలలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమా ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్విషే నమః హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೇಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತ್ಯುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ. ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು 19 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 31. ಮೈತ್ರೇಯ ಉವಾಚ. ಏವಂ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಾಕ್ಷಮಸಹ್ಯ ವಿಕ್ರಮಂ ಸಸಾದಯಿತ್ವಾ ಹರಿರಾದಿಸೂಕರಃ ಜಗಾಮಲೋಕಂ ಸಮಖಂಡಿತೋತ್ಸವಂ ಸಮೀಡಿತ ಪುಷ್ಕರವಿಷ್ಟರಾದಿಭಿಃ. ಮೈತ್ರೇಯ ಉವಾಚ. ಏವಂ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಾಕ್ಷಮಸಹ್ಯ ವಿಕ್ರಮಂ ಸಸಾದಯಿತ್ವಾ ಹರಿರಾದಿಸೂಕರಃ ಜಗಾಮಲೋಕಂ ಸ್ವಮಖಂಡಿತೋತ್ಸವಂ ಸಮೀಡಿತ ಪುಷ್ಕರವಿಷ್ಟರಾದಿಭಿಃ. ಮೈತ್ರೇಯ ಉವಾಚ. ಏವಂ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಾಕ್ಷಮಸಹ್ಯ ವಿಕ್ರಮಂ ಸಸಾದಯಿತ್ವಾ ಹರಿರಾದಿಸೂಕರಃ ಜಗಾಮಲೋಕಂ ಸ್ವಮಖಂಡಿತೋತ್ಸವಂ ಸಮೀಡಿತ ಪುಷ್ಕರವಿಷ್ಟರಾದಿಭಿಃ. ಏವಂ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಕ್ಷಮಸಹ್ಯ ವಿಕ್ರಮಂ ಸಸಾದಯಿತ್ವಾ ಹರಿರಾದಿಸೂಕರಃ ಜಗಾಮಲೋಕಂ ಸ್ವಮಖಂಡಿತೋತ್ಸವಂ ಮೈತ್ರೇಯ ಉವಾಚ. ಏವಂ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಕ್ಷಮಸಹ್ಯ ವಿಕ್ರಮಂ ಸಾಧಯಿತ್ವಾ ಹರಿರಾದಿಸೂಕರಃ ಜಗಾಮಲೋಕಂ ಸಮಖಂಡಿತೋತ್ಸವಂ ಮೂಡಿತ ಪುಷ್ಕರವಿಷ್ಟರಾದಿಭಿಃ. ಮೈತ್ರೇಯ ಉವಾಚ. ಏವಂ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಕ್ಷಮಸಹ್ಯ ವಿಕ್ರಮಂ ಸಸಾದಯಿತ್ವಾ ಹರಿರಾದಿಸೂಕರಃ ಜಗಾಮಲೋಕಂ ಸ್ವಮಖಂಡಿತೋತ್ಸವಂ ಮೀಡಿತ ಪುಷ್ಕರ. ವೈಷ್ಣವೀಸ್, ಮೈತ್ರೇಯ ಉವಾಚ. ಶ್ರೀ ಮೈತ್ರೇಯ ಸೆಡ್, ಏವಂ ದಸ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಾಕ್ಷಂ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಾಕ್ಷ ಅಸಹ್ಯ ವಿಕ್ರಮಂ ವೆರಿ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಸಹ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸಾಧಯಿತ್ವಾ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಕಿಲಿಂಗ್ ಹರಿಹಿ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಆದಿಸೂಕರಃ ದ ಆರಿಜಿನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಬೋರ್ ಸ್ಪೀಷೀಸ್ ಜಗಾಮ ರಿಟರ್ನ್ಡ್ ಲೋಕಂ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಅಬೋಡ್ ಸ್ವಂ ಓನ್ ಅಖಂಡಿತ ಅನ್ಇಂಟರಪ್ಟೆಡ್ उत्सवम फेस्टिवल समीडितः बीइंग प्रेज्ड पुष्कर विष्टर लोटस सीट बाय लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा हूज सीट इज अ लोटस आदिभिः एंड द अदर्स Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki, Shri Maitreya continued, after thus killing the most formidable demon, Hiranyaksha, the Supreme Lord Hari, the origin of the boar species, returned to his own abode, where there is always an uninterrupted festival. The Lord was praised by all the demigods, headed by Brahma. Purport. The Lord is spoken of herewith as the origin of the boar species. As stated in the Vedanta Sutra 1.1.2, the Absolute Truth is the origin of everything. Therefore, it should be understood that all 8.4 million species of bodily forms originate from the Lord, who is always Adi, or the beginning. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna addresses the Lord as Adyam, or the original. Similarly, in the Brahma Samhita, the Lord is addressed as Adi Purusham, the original person. Indeed, in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord Himself declares, Mattah Sarvam Pravartate. From me, everything proceeds. So, here there are almost 5-6 paragraphs. Each paragraph, Prabhupada concentrates on one very important theme. So I thought a few words we will speak and then go proceed to the next paragraph. As Srila Prabhupada says here, Lord is the origin of everything. In one of his lectures, Srila Prabhupada was saying that the mother contributes to the flesh and bones and body of the child, while the father contributes the semen, which carries the life, the Atma. In the same manner, the Supreme Lord Vishnu, Saha Aikshataha, he glances at the spiritual world and picks up the souls. And Saha Asrijata, he creates the material worlds and then he impregnates the living entity into the material world. And Durga Devi, the mother, material nature, she gives us the material body, which is gross and subtle coverings. But amazingly, Prabhupada says, we identify ourselves more with the material world. Although the material body is a perishable body and changeable body, we receive this body from material nature. But our original identity is the soul, which is actually impregnated by the Supreme Lord. Instead of identifying with Him, we identify with the material world, he says. Exactly, Prabhupada says, like, we call anybody's land as motherland, we don't call fatherland. Isn't it? In the same manner, we identify with this place where mother has given us the body, Prabhupada says. Although, the Krishna says, Jivanam Sarva Bhuteshu, Tapaschasmi Tapasvishu, he says. The ability to live, our ability to be conscious in us is actually given by Krishna only. Similarly, the 8.4 million species of life, Tasam, Brahma Mahadyonir, Aham Bija Pradhapita, he says. So, the material world is a Mahadyoni inside which all the species are put, all the living entities are put. We can all say that our body is also like one small universe, inside which the soul is residing. Just like Garbhodaksha Vishnu is residing inside one universe. He is like the soul of the universe. Similarly, we are residing inside this body. But the seed, the original seed, which is the soul, is actually coming from Krishna only. And in this way, and also the Prakriti who is acting to please Krishna also ultimately is a creation of Krishna only. It is Krishna's energy. So, very prominent theme in the scriptures is, while glorifying the Supreme Lord, to always quote His being the original. Like you read the prayers of Bhishma Pitama, he is saying, while indicating hand towards Krishna, Bhishma is saying, Yeshavai Bhagavan Sakshat, Adyo Narayana Puman is saying, Adyo Narayana is saying, Adyo means original, or the first. Here is the original Narayana. All other Narayanas are Xerox copies. Isn't it? They are second or third copy. Sometimes people ask me, can I get the original copy? Because Xerox doesn't come so well, so can I get the original, people ask. So who is the original? Adyo Narayana Puman. He's saying Krishna is the original. He's telling. Similarly, you will read Nagapatni's prayers. There they are saying, Tvameva Madhya Purusha Purana. Tvameva Madhya, they are saying. You are the Adi Purusha Purana, the oldest. Sometimes the company says, we have been around for the last 173 years. You can understand, we are still existing and we will continue to exist. And we are the oldest. Sometimes they put a very old, 90-year-old man sitting in the billboard along with saying that we are the oldest company. But Krishna is not only the oldest but the youngest also. Adyam Purana Purusham Navayavanam cha also. It remains ever fresh, young. So in this way, Krishna being the original and the oldest is established everywhere in the scriptures. In many of the prayers you will find the talk about Lord being the origin of everything. And this is one reason why you find sometimes you go to colleges to give a lecture. As soon as you say, God is the one who has created everything, one of the very natural, typical questions you can expect from the boys is, who created God? Why? They feel their leg being pulled because you have established that God is the source of everything. Now, the fear is that if He is the source of everything, we have to surrender. So, the best way to escape surrender is to ask, who created Him? Somebody else must have created Him, isn't it? So, one bogey is pulled by the previous bogey. How is that bogey moving? The bogey before that is pulling it. In this way, if you go, finally the engine is moving everything. Who is pulling the engine? Nobody is there. And that is God. And Adir, Govinda, Sarva Karana Karana. Because everything has a cause, and the cause of all causes is Krishna ultimately. Sarva Karana Karana. Original cause. So Prabhupada used to say, we have this saying in English called passing the buck. If any problem is to be attended, I pass the buck to you, you pass the buck to him, he passes the buck to others, and people keep saying, sorry, I am not the in charge, somebody else. And in the president's desk, there will be a statement, the buck stops here. And that is Krishna. Because ultimately, there is nobody beyond him. Matta parataram na anyat. Kinchidasti dhananjaya. Matta parataram. Beyond me, there is no one for me to be accountable to. And that is why Krishna is the only Swarat also. Supremely independent. There is no one equal to him or above him. So, that is the first point Prabhupada is making here. Arjuna also quotes, no? Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajam Vibhum. He is saying, Adi Devam. He is the original. So, our Krishna is called as Deva Deva. Deva Deva Jagatpate, Adi Devam. Aham Adirhi Devanam, Maharshinam, Chasarvashah. Aham Adirhi, that also he used the word Adi. So, in this way, many places we can see, Lord is the Adyam, or the Adi Purusham. From me, everything proceeds. Prabhupada quotes that Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. In this situation, the Lord assumed the shape of a boar to kill the demon Hiranyaksha and pick up the earth from the Garbha ocean. Thus he became Adi Sukara, the original boar. In the material world, a boar or pig is considered most abominable. But the Adi Sukara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was not treated as an ordinary boar. Even Lord Brahma and other demigods praised the Lord's form as a boar.
See, when it is written here, Lord assumed the shape of a boar. Krishna also uses the word srijami aham. Generally, when we use the word srijami, which means it is considered as srishti, creating something. So sometimes a person who is a Mayavadi, with a Mayavadi eye, one may come across, stumble across such verses and say that, see, that means the Lord's body is created at a particular point of time. It doesn't exist, it is created, it will be destroyed also. What is created must be destroyed. They may say like that. But the word Srijami should be understood as explained in the scriptures, that the Lord has the eternal form as Krishna and He can manifest through His Antaranga Shakti, Atma Maya. Different types of forms. Prabhupada says in one of His lectures that in the spiritual world, the forms like Narsimha and Varaha and Matsya Kurma, they don't exist. The Lord only exists in the form of Vishnu in those respective planets. Lord exists in the human-like form, very beautiful form in which all the living beings serve Him. But the Lord in this world can manifest a form of a boar or form of a lion. Lord can change His form at will. What to speak of the Supreme Lord, even the demigods can change their form at will. If you see, for example, Indra takes the shape of a cat once. Indra, like Bhumi, is taking the shape of a cow. Bhumi can also be in the form of a goddess. Similarly, you find Shurpanaka is suppressing. I heard that the name Shurpanaka, how it came, Shurp means soup. You know soup? No, they do like this. Her one nail was like one soup. So that's how it became Shurpanaka. Naka. So such a horrible looking body, but she transformed it into a very young and beautiful looking body, isn't it? Which means even the demons, demonesses, or devatas, even they are changing their material bodies at will. So we should know that if the demons, demonesses are able to possess such bodies and change forms at will, which is a insignificant display of Lord's material energies. It's not even spiritual energy, it's material energy. What to speak of the Lord possessing a spiritual body with His spiritual energy, He can manifest His any type of form. In fact, we should know that all the avatars are all inside the body of Krishna. Anytime He can release any of the avatars He wishes. Just like that astrologer who was trying to understand who is this Nimai Pandit. The more he thought about his previous life, he got bewildered. Because sometimes he saw Vamana, sometimes he saw Matsya, sometimes he saw Kurma, sometimes he saw Narsimha. Every time he closed his eyes and tried to meditate, Nimai Pandit was actually manifesting different forms of his previous appearances to him. So that astrologer got confused. He said, "You go and come tomorrow, I will meditate more deeply and tell you." He could not tell. Because all these forms are there in the Lord. Anytime He can manifest any of these forms. In fact, once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He went to the home of Srivas Thakur, and there Vishnu Sahasranama was being recited. Narasimha Vapu Sriman Keshava Purushottamaha. Like that, when the sentence came, as soon as He heard that, immediately He assumed the form of Lord Narasimha. And He ran into the streets. And people have only heard in Bhagavatam classes about Lord Narasimha. Nobody has seen personally on the road. When all the passers-by saw, the people got frightened. Again, Narasimha revisited into this world again, even although there is no Hiranyakashipu around. there is no one as powerful as Hiranyakashipu occupying all the three worlds now. So when people are running, even the Vaishnavas on the road were running hither and thither. And then the Lord again came back into the home of Srivas. And then Lord felt very morose, ashamed. He told Srivas, "Srivas, I have frightened all the Vaishnavas around by my Narasimha Rupa." Srivas said, "My dear Lord, where you are present, all the inauspiciousness, they get frightened and they flee away." So in this way, Lord Chaitanya assumed the form of Narasimha. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya told Advaita Acharya Prabhu, when Advaita Acharya Prabhu was speaking Yoga Vashishta, Nimaya Pandit became very angry. So he wanted to beat him out of his intense love for Krishna, which manifested in the form of his anger. He tried to beat up Advaita Acharya Prabhu. At that time, he asked a question. Hey Advaita, hey Nara, why did you call me in this world? I was peacefully sleeping in the ocean of milk. Because of your intense prayer, I appeared in this world, he said. But after you called me, you are speaking all this nonsense, Mayavad. So, now somebody may say, why does Lord Chaitanya say like this? Is Lord Chaitanya not the original personality of Godhead? He says as if he is Lord Vishnu lying in the milk ocean. We have to understand the principle of Advaitam. Advaitam achyutam anadi manantarupam adyam purana purusham navayavvanam cha. So, Advaitam means, Advaita principle means the Lord has one body from which he manifests multiple forms which are all same as himself. That is the meaning of Advaita principle, which means the Chaitanya's body is non-different from the Vishnu lying in the milk ocean. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya's body is similar to the Lord Narasimha's body. So, this is the meaning of Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. Sambhavami Atma Mayaya means, from his same spiritual body, by the Swarup Shakti, the Lord can manifest other spiritual forms, the same body. In fact, Prahlad is speaking to Narasimha, Lord Krishna will know also. Lord Vishnu will know also. All the other incarnations will know also. And that is why Prahlad was not afraid when he saw the form of Narasimha. He understood this is same Krishna only coming in the form of Narasimha Dev. He had nothing to fear. So because such advanced pure devotees, they are aware. The Lord appears in a certain form. Yadyadhyata urgaya vibhavayanti tattatpapupranayase sadanugrahaya tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita hritsaroja aseshu tekshitapato nannatapumsam yadyadhyata urgaya vibhavayanti tattatpapupranayase sadanugrahaya. So here he says that tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita hritsaroja means the heart is compared to a lotus. In the lotus heart, when there is an inspiration to see the Lord and worship Him and serve Him in a certain way, which arises the heart of the devotee, then the Lord agrees to receive that service by manifesting Himself in that way. You see, Krishna is actually husband of Rukmini, but Rukmini once developed a desire to worship Krishna as a small baby. Actually, Krishna was just showing that pastime of Laddu Gopal, pastime. Seeing that Rukmini was so charmed, even she wanted a deity to worship him. And that is the same deity as Udupi Krishna. Udupi Krishna was the one which was worshipped by Rukmini. So in whatever way Lord's devotee wants to see the Lord appears in that way. You want to serve me as Krishna, he'll come as Krishna for you. You want to serve me in a more reverential mood, I'll come as Ram. You want even more reverence, I'll come as Vishnu. In whatever way you want to see me. The demons are atrocious and rebellious and they protest against Lord's authority and the Lord shows huge form, like Vishwarupa, in order to prove to them his supremacy. And when the devotees control the Lord by love, then the Lord assumes other beautiful forms. So, Lord is actually one without a second. He's the original, but he manifests himself in varieties of forms like this. And that is why when Prabhupada says Lord assumed the shape of a boar, means his spiritual body is Krishna, but from that body the boar form manifests. His spiritual body is Krishna, but he can manifest. The same body next moment may change into Lord Narasimha. Can change. Lord can show. Just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking to Ramananda Rai. Suddenly he is manifesting Yugal, Radha Krishna form. He is showing. And again he is becoming Lord Chaitanya again. So this is the meaning of Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. By his own internal potency, the Lord can manifest all these forms. Whereas, and our body, if you see, our body is dependent on our mother and father union, and they have, mother has supplied the flesh and bone, and father has supplied the semen with the life, and the combination of these two is necessary for, you know, srishti of this body. Not only that, for getting the body, we depend on those two people, and after getting the body, we have to depend on the mother for the breast milk, for our survival. So how dependent we are, we can see. Whereas the Supreme Lord is completely independent. He can manifest his body anytime, anywhere, any place. And his body doesn't depend on anyone. It's completely independent. Then he is saying, Lord assumes shape of a boat to kill the demon Hiranyaksha and pick up the earth from the Garbha ocean. Thus he became Adisukara, the original boar. In the material world, the boar is considered most abominable. But Adisukara was not treated as an ordinary boar. Even Lord Brahma and other demigods praise the Lord's form as a boar. Yeah, it's not an ordinary boar. Why? Because all the sages are offering a prayer. My dear Lord, Vidhunvata, they are saying. They are saying, by, we are all residents of Janaloka, Maharloka, Tapaloka, planets. And we are considered very, very pious. From the point of view of people on any other planets, these are the most pious planets. Janalok, Tapalok, Satyalok. Although we are all already considered very pious, when you shook your neck, the hairs on the back of your body, from there the waters from your body were sprinkled on us. And then we woke up to our realization of understanding who you are. Our forgetfulness was finished. Our realization, remembrance of you was awakened. And we have become purified by the touch of the waters from your body. Is there any pig in the ditch which comes out and shakes his body and it falls on your clothes and you become purified? Is it ever possible? Isn't it? Immediately you'll go home and change your clothes. Isn't it? And take a bath. Isn't it? But here, when the Lord sprinkled water on these brahmanas and sages and saintly people and demigods, the demigods felt blessed. It's like a pujari throwing water on the, you know, from the altar. And the people who are taking darshan. So they felt the rose-scented waters from the Lord's body. So this is one thing we can challenge the people who are atheistic people. Modern-day Prabhupada wrote the article on saints and swindlers. If a swindler, any swindler claims to be God, you should tell this pastime, or you can tell the pastime of Rishabhadev. When Rishabhadev passed stool and urine, almost 80 miles distance, it was very fragrant, like chandan. Like chandan lep. Is there anybody in this world whose tool is like chandan? Even a brahmana is in mode of goodness, even his tool is not like chandan. Isn't it? Only cow dung is considered pure. Otherwise, Lord's, you can find anything connected to Lord, how sacred it is, how sanctified. It has its uniqueness. So, here you find, when the Sukara, Adi Sukara, Lord Varaha, picked up the earth in his tusk, and when he flew up, in the Bhagavatam, the example is given, beautiful analogy is given. Just like if an elephant goes into a pond and plucks a lotus and brings it out, and holding on its trunk, how beautiful it will look like. So, similarly, the earth with its different varshas, different varshas is compared to the lotus. And it's being carried by Lord Varaha. Another example is given in the Bhagavatam. Sometimes on the hilltop, you find a cloud. We find in Vada also behind, correct? On the hilltops, we find beautiful cloud. Similarly, the Lord's body is compared to the mountain. And the cloud and the top of the mountain is compared to the earth. So it appeared like a very beautiful scenic beauty. The Lord carrying the earth and flying up in the sky, placing the earth on its appropriate position. So why this example is given? The cloud on the top of the mountain doesn't pose any burden on the mountain. For a mountain to hold the cloud is nothing. Similarly, for Varaha also, carrying the earth was no difficulty. And there's an added reason, because he is carrying his own wife only. Bhumi is his wife only. So just as a husband who loves his wife, similarly the Lord has Bhudevi and Sri Devi as his consorts. So it is Bhudevi whom he is carrying. So in this way, no ordinary boar can even in the wildest of the dreams try to imitate this type of pastimes of Lord carrying the, you know, earth on his tusk, or doing it with in an effortless way, very easily. That's what Prabhupada is saying. So that is why Srila Prabhupada, in his one of his dialogues, he compares one of his conversations. He says that compare the Adi Sokara, Lord Varaha, to Indra, who comes as a pig. There is a wild difference between the two. If you see, Indra, he had become completely forgetful of who he was. In fact, Brahma had to come to remind him, "Hey, Indra, now your post is vacant in the heavenly planets, and your punishment period is over. Come back." Even after Brahma called him, still Indra could not take it seriously. Brahma was wondering what to tell him. He told him, "You eat only basmati rice and molten ghee in heavenly planets, and here you are living in the ditch. Get out." Still Brahma, still Indra was in no mood. He said, "Why are you asking me to get out? This place is so nice. I am used to the ditch now. I'm used to pig wife and small piglet children. All of them are making noise so sweet, beautifully." You know, how beautifully they are making noise. How sweet they look. That way every child looks very beautiful only. Especially when somebody is a very small newborn child, whether it is a puppy or a goat or a pig, all of them look very beautiful. Only after growing up, the beauty is gone. Anyway, he was attached. He just couldn't realize who I am. But that's not the situation with Lord Varaha. When Lord Varaha came out of Brahma's nose and flew in the sky, none of the sages, saints, demigods, including Brahma, could ascertain who he was. Everybody was looking at Brahma and asking, "Who is this fellow flying?" Initially he was thumb size, then he was fist size, then he became like a pig size, then he became elephant size, now he became mountain size, and he's flying up. Is he a demon? Is he a demigod? Who is he? Brahmaji saw and said, "I also don't know." There Prabhupada writes, the best of the speculators cannot ascertain the form of the personality of Godhead. Because the form of the Lord has to be revealed in our heart. It is not to be captured by us by our speculation. So when Lord saw, "Hey, these fellows are not able to understand who I am. They are all my people, my followers. Even my followers don't know who I am." And when the Lord glanced at them with his sidelong glance, then they felt, "We have seen this person somewhere." Why? Because the Lord's eyes were like lotus petals. There is only one person in the whole universe having lotus petal eye. Who is that? Shantakaram bhujagashayanam padmanabham suresham vishwadharam gaganasadrisham meghavarnam shubhangam lakshmikantam Kamalanayan. He is Kamalanayan. Our Bajaj also has the name Kamalanayan Bajaj. Of course, he is Kamalanayan Das. Nobody is Kamalanayan except the Supreme Lord. So they thought that, "Oh, this personality, he looks like a boar, but he has a lotus petal like eye. Very familiar. We have seen it before." When they were thinking like this, Lord Varaha smiled. He said, "You fools, you don't know who I am." Then he sprinkled the water on their body. As soon as the water touched their body, immediately they woke up. Then they understood. This is Lord Krishna only. They understood. Keshavadrita Sukararupa Jaya Jagadish Hare. So that is why Jayadeva Goswami writes that in this way Lord comes as Keshava only has become Sukara. Then they understood that. Why I told this? Indra became forgetful of himself, whereas Lord Varaha was not only fully conscious of himself, he made others also conscious. He created awareness for others also. Even up to the point of a person having four heads forgot. With four heads whose body is made up of intelligence, even he is unable to understand who this person is, and he is reminding him, which means you can understand the degree of consciousness of the Supreme Lord. Similarly, the original Adisukara, his body is made up of Sachidananda substance. It is a Vastava Vastu, completely spiritual body. Whereas Indra's body is made up of material elements. Even the Devata's body is made up of material elements, subtle material elements, very fine material elements. Like on earth, our body is mostly made up of earth and water. Whereas in the heavens, the bodies are made up of more airy substance, more lighter substance. Like if you see our body, easily our body sits on the earth or stands on the earth. Whereas if Devata comes here, they'll be almost floating because their bodies are very light. They cannot stand on the earth. They will float like balloon. If you put a balloon just coming up like that, they will come like that. But still their bodies are material. It is not spiritual. Whereas the body of the Adi Sukara Supreme Lord is completely spiritual. You see. Not only that, the Lord is doing this as a Leela. For Lord, this type of Leelas are very enjoyable for himself, and they give pleasure to his devotees also. Like sometimes you find a millionaire, or even I say, if a prime minister of India is taking a hose pipe and gardening somewhere, why is he doing that? Why is he gardening in his garden? Is somebody going to pay him for it? Or is he obliged to do it? It's not compulsory. He has so many servants to do it. But he wants to, you know, go to the garden and do it simply out of his will. So in case he does such a thing, maybe people will click the photo and put in the newspaper that our PM is doing, gardening himself, personally, isn't it? So you will see in the same manner, the Lord, by his own sweet will, he performs this type of leelas. That's the meaning of leela. The very meaning of the word leela means actions done for deriving some bliss, some pleasure, and actions done very voluntarily, without any pressure or without any obligation to anyone or anything. Whereas Indra was a pig, was it by his own willingness? He was actually holding the post of Indra, the heavens. But due to some curse, he had to become a pig in the ditch. So in this way, we can carefully study the differences between the Supreme Lord coming as a boar. Elsewhere, Prabhupada says, just as the Brahmanas take arani sticks and they chant a mantra by which they lit up the fire. When the mantra is pronounced on the arani stick, it produces fire, Prabhupada says. In the same manner, the Lord has put the Gurutvakarshan or the gravitational pull in the earth by his instruction. The Lord has told the earth that you have this Gurutvakarshan, this gravitational pull, so that all the jivas can sit on you peacefully, sit on your lap. So the Bhumi is actually one of the consorts of the Lord. And she is sheltering all of us, jivas. There is 7 billion population on earth, all sitting, standing, walking, taking bath, passing stool, eating, everything on the earth. It's a lap of Mother Lakshmi, one of the consorts of the Lord. In the Vishnu Sahasranam, it is said, Bhuv Pado Yasyana Birveda Surinlas Chandra Suryavchanetre Karna Vasha Shirodhya Urmukumapi Dhano Yasya Vastreyamabdihi Antastam Yasya Vishwam Suranaraka Gago Bhogi Gandharva Daityaihi Chetram Ramram Jatetam Tripuvana Vapusham Vishnamisham Namami. So this verse says, Bhuv Pado. Bhuh Padav. Bhu is considered the lotus feet of the Lord. Bhumi is actually the feet. And Chandra Surya are his eyes. The mountains are his bones. The rivers are his veins. The jungles and forests are hairs on his body. The setting and rising and setting of the sun is like the man, Virat Purusha, closing and opening his eyes. Like that. And the Maya Devi's spell is compared to the smile of the Virat Purusha also. So, like this, different things are said about Virat Purusha. And why it is said Bhuv Padav? Because Lakshmi always is massaging Lord's lotus feet. in the Ananta Shesha you will find. Similarly, in the feet of Lord, in the feet of the Virat Purusha, you find the Bhudevi also. So, Bhudevi is situated in the feet of the Lord, and the Jivas are all on her lap, like a mother taking care of the children, she is taking care of us. So, in this way, the scriptures give us a holistic outlook to this world, which is actually, even from a material point of view, we can understand the Virat Purusha's body is the resting place for all the planets. And the Virat Purusha's eye, two eyes, hot eye and the cold eye, are actually the sustaining thing in the whole world. Like the sun creates everything and the moon provides juices for everything. And we are sheltered in the bhumi, which is actually a consort of the Lord also. And she is at the feet of the Lord. And that way we are also at the feet of the Lord. Because all the jivas are in the sheltered in Lakshmi, their Supreme Mother, nobody has any right to injure any other living entity or exploit any other living entity. And because that mother is giving us shelter, she has to be worshipped, she has to be not exploited, she has to be treated with reverence also. And this is the connection of Echo Village to the Varaha pastime, isn't it? Because we are sitting on the lap of one of the Lakshmis of the Lord. So she deserves to be protected like a mother deserves to be protected. And this awareness of our connection with the mother and the father. So the bhumi, vasudha yeva kutumbakam, vasudha, vasundara or vasudha is actually the bhumi. It is one kutumba. Why? Because all the jivas have a common mother and common father, whom we call as global mother, global father. When we forget global mother, global father, we get local mother, local father. Like in mathematics, we have this global coordinate and local coordinate we have, you know. So, so the global mother, father is only one. But when you forget the global mother and father, then one jiva is captured and says, hey, you are mother. Another jiva is captured, hey, you are father. Other two jivas are captured, your son and daughter. One more jiva is captured, your dog in their house. So all of you live in the same house. So then the 5-6 people think that we are related. They live in a small little world like a frog in the well, not knowing all of us jivas, we have one great mother and father above. So in this way, the Adi Sukara or the original personality of Godhead is not an ordinary boar. This verse confirms the statement in Bhagavad Gita that Lord appears as he is from his transcendental abode for the sake of killing the miscreants and saving the devotees. By killing the demon Hiranyaksha, he fulfilled his promise to kill the demons and always protect the demigods headed by Brahma. The statement that Lord returned to his own abode indicates that he has his own particular transcendental residence. Since he is full of all energies, he is all pervasive. In spite of his residing in Goloka Vrindavan, just as the sun, although situated in a particular place within the universe, is present by its sunshine throughout the universe. Yes, Goloka Nivasati Akilatma Bhuto. Lord is residing in the Goloka, but he is also residing in every atom, in every heart also. The example is given, just like sun is in one place, but the sun also shines in parts, in each of the parts. See, although this example is given for understanding, we should not think Lord is just a reflection. The reflection of the sun doesn't have the potency of the sun. Like a sun can burn, but the reflection cannot burn. Whereas the Paramatma is not like that. When the Lord, Supreme Lord, expands into everyone's heart as Paramatma, once my special master was saying, every one of you have your own private Paramatma, you are selling. One day I was giving a Bhagavatam class in Chobar temple. After the class, Maharaj was coming on the way and he appreciated my class and all. And then I asked Maharaj, Maharaj, if you have any corrections, please tell me, I'll change. I will take a note. He said, your class was very wonderful. One small correction, he said. And then he said, in my class, they had given an example. I said that nowadays politicians sometimes when they wear a kurta pajama, in the kurta they have big buttons, you know, gold buttons. Sometimes some enemy, they keep one button which is a recorder. They put a recorder as one of the buttons. So whatever he speaks gets recorded. Later on they tap it, they take it, and then they prove it in the newspaper, and so many things they do with that. So I was telling, these foolish politicians don't know that one of their buttons happens to be a recorder. They may not be aware also when they're wearing their dress. So similarly, we may be doing and speaking and acting in our life in so many ways, but there is a recorder sitting in our heart who is recording all our activities. Like that I said. So Maharaj said, Paramatma is more than a recorder, he said. Then he explained it. Why? He said a recorder can record but keep quiet, that's all. Whereas Paramatma can record what you are saying, and then he will supply you matta, smitir, jnanam, apohanam. Accordingly he will give. He said, he responds. Paramatma also reciprocates. He is not only a person who is observer. He doesn't observe and keep quiet. He also reciprocates based on the observation. What you are desiring, what you are seeking, accordingly he responds also. Like that he was telling. So, Goloka Nivasati Akilatma Bhuto. Lord is in one place, but he also multiplies himself into so many expansions in each of the hearts of the living entity. He is present. The same Lord is present. The reason why the sun and the pots of oil example is given, to illustrate the point that the person is a non-different person. He's the same person. Like the same sun only is reflecting in all the oil pots. Similarly, the same Lord only is expanding as his partial expansion as super soul in everyone's heart. Like you see, when we use our mobiles, when the amount we paid has got over, then the line is also cut. You cannot use it. Correct, no? Because there is one fellow controlling crores of mobiles. So Lord is also like that. The same Lord expands himself into everyone's heart as super soul, and he can keep control of everybody. If one man can keep control of so many mobiles, ordinary living entity can do that. Why can't the Lord do that? It's very easy for him. Although the Lord has his particular abode in which to reside, he is all pervasive. The impersonalists accept one aspect of the Lord's features, the all pervasive aspect, but they cannot understand his localized situation in his transcendental abode, where he always engages in fully transcendental pastimes. Especially mentioned in this verse is the word akhanditotsavam, utsava. See the third line, akhanditotsavam. Utsava means pleasure. Whenever some function takes place to express happiness, it is called utsava. Utsava, the expression of complete happiness, is always present in the Vaikuntha Lokas, the abode of the Lord, who is worshipable even by demigods like Brahma, to say nothing of the other less important entities such as human beings. The Lord descends from his abode to this world, and therefore he is called Avatara, which means one who descends. Sometimes avatar is understood to refer to an incarnation who assumes a material form of flesh and bone. But actually avatar refers to one who descends from the higher regions. The Lord's abode is situated far above this material sky, and he descends from that higher position. Thus he is called avatara. So in English they use the word incarnation. Kar means flesh. We say carnal pleasures, we say, no? So kar means flesh. In means coming into. So incarnation means, you know, if somebody is again born in flesh and bones, it's called incarnation, reincarnation, as we say. That is why the Sanskrit word avatara is not incarnation, but Prabhupada explains, avatara means one who descends. So just like somebody is in 10-story building, from the 10th floor he comes down, takes a packet of milk and goes back. That is like incarnation. Lord from the spiritual world comes down, performs his colorful pastimes, and he goes back to his abode. So one should know the Lord in his self-same form eternally exists in the spiritual sky in his own abode, where there's a nityotsavam going on. And what we see as Lord's pastimes in this world is only a glimpse of the spiritual world. If the glimpse can be so attractive, how much more at every moment the Lord's pastime must be thrilling. Chakravarti Thakur writes in one place, if anybody regularly hears Krishna's pastimes, relishes them, remembers them, and repeats them to others, and gradually their consciousness enters into such Krishna's pastimes that at any time these pastimes keep flooding the heart of the devotee, then such a devotee will get a house in the same lane where Krishna lives, he says. So Krishna will come to steal butter in your house, or you can go to herd cows and calves with Krishna. So from a material perspective, it is difficult for us to comprehend, because already there are 3 million devotees in ISKCON. If each of us get a house in Krishna's lane, how can we live? That is because we are trying to superimpose our material limitation on Supreme Lord, isn't it? Material world is limited by time and space, whereas spiritual world is not limited by anything. Millions of people can live in the same lane of Krishna, and Krishna can still give them darshan and interact with every one of them one to one personally. Lord can do that. Because the spiritual world, the substance of interaction in spiritual world is only consciousness. It is consciousness, awareness, experience, love. These are the parameters there. Space, time, quantity, all these things absolutely don't matter there. They all go to the background. They all salute and bow down and serve the Lord. Space, time, quantity, all these things. All that matters is only consciousness and awareness of Krishna and the sweet rasa between the jivas and the Supreme Lord. So in this way, the world, spiritual world, is a place of nityotsavam. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is one beautiful verse. Tadaiva ramyam ruchiram navam navam tadaiva shashvan manaso mahotsavam tadaiva shokarnavam shoshanam drinam. He's telling, tadaiva ramyam ruchiram navam navam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is relishable, it's very delicious. Navam navam, it is ever fresh, is telling. Tadaiva shashvan manaso mahotsavam. Shashvat means permanent. Manaso mahotsavam, it's a permanent festival for the heart, is telling. Why permanent festival? When you are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam or reading Srimad Bhagavatam, you relish it. After you close it, still your heart is dancing, remembering what I heard, what I read in the Srimad Bhagavatam while going, till you open it for the next time. That is why it is Shashvat Manaso Mahotsavam. Tadaiva Shokarnava Shoshanam Rana. Arnava means ocean. Such recitation of the Lord's pastimes can dry up the ocean of grief in the life of a devotee. There is no more grief for a devotee. As Prahlad Maharaj says, Tvadbirya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Chittaha. Same thing he also says, Dhruva Maharaj also says, what he says? Bhaktim muhu prabhatam tvaime prasango bhuyadanantamahatam hamalashayanam yenanja solbanamaru vyasanam bhavabdim neshe bhavad gunakatam rita pana mattaha. I have become matta, transcendently matta. Matta, pramatta, unmatta. These are increasing degrees of madness. So by reading the pastimes of the Lord, I am becoming intoxicated and absorbed in fond remembrance of the Lord, he says. So this is actually the utsavam. So we can have a little experience of utsavam in our heart by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam and remembering and repeating to others. And then this is theory. The practical is we can serve the deities of the Lord. We can cook for the Lord. We can do gardening for the Lord. We can preach the Lord's glories. This is practical. So as we do the theory and practical in this world, as the contaminations in our heart are washed away, the festival that is being spoken here can be experienced right here and now in this world, even before we return to the spiritual world. The more we are Krishna conscious, then we can understand what is loving devotional service. But right now, because of our contaminations, sometimes we do grudging devotional service also sometimes. But once we completely become purified, even in this world, we can understand what is the meaning of this nityotsavam. It's actually utsavam, moment after moment. Because Krishna consciousness is a moment after moment consciousness. So naturally, the result of such consciousness is moment after moment festival. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki, Jaya.